请大家打开以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
由十五节开始。
We'll begin with verse 15.
因此我既听见你们顺从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
We begin reading verse 15. For this reason I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of His glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might. Let's once again come together in prayer.
主啊，我哋同心喺呢处嚟仰望你。
Lord, in one accord we come to look to you.
但愿你按着你自己嘅心意，将赐人智慧启示嘅灵赏赐俾我哋。
So may you do according to your heart desire that you would grant to us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我哋按着你自己嘅心思嚟真实嘅知道你嘅自己。
In accordance to your own heart and mind, for us to come to truly know you.
并且你手中所有的工作
and to know your many works.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为我们在你的面前所承受的拣选是何等的有福。
For the choice that we have to choose before you is so abundant.
是我们所没办法能够想象得到的。
It far exceeds what our mind can comprehend.
但你不是根据我们的想象，是根据你自己的定义。
But you do not work in accordance to our comprehension, but you work according to your purpose.
你要将你自己的荣耀和丰富毫无保留的赏赐给我们。
You desire to grant to us without any measure of difference your entire abundance within your will.
吸引我们到你的面前来，去追求更好的、更完整的去认识你的自己。
So captivate us to come before you to choose the better part, to choose that which is perfect, to choose to follow after you.
我们仰望主早晨用着你自己讲过的话再次来照明我们。
Lord, we ask that once again you would enlighten us with the very words that you have already spoken.
巴不得你自己在宝座上面所有的心思都叫我们这班在地上还活的人可以明白过来。
So that your heart and mind as you sit on the throne may be truly revealed to us here who are still living.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
我们将我们聚会里面所有的交通都放翻喺你自己嘅手里。
We place all of the words that are to be shared before your presence.
愿主照着你自己嘅定义嚟赐福早晨我哋嘅聚会。
We commit it into your hands, and may you then grant to us according to your designed purpose, and allow for us to have a part of it.
用着我们的交通来叫我们一同在你面前承受更深更美的祝福。
And that through the sharing that we would gain this even greater, better and more perfect part.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 好似两三个月冇嚟到三藩市。
Seems to have been two or three months now since I've come in the midst of brothers and sisters here in San Francisco.
今朝早翻嚟有好多嘅体会。
It seems that this morning they have many insights.
我都唔知道点解两三个月嚟。過往喺心喺我心裏邊仲係好似話兒童嘅嗰班小弟兄小姊妹，個個都長成少年人。
It appears, I don't even know how it is, that it's just been two or three months possibly, but it appears as if now, when I in my mind, those who were once just children or very young people are now have grown to be. Youngsters or young adults.
當然亦係有一啲嘅陌生嘅面孔。
Yes, it's true. I don't necessarily recognize each and every individual.
感謝主。
But I thank the Lord.
叫我哋睇到成長嘅一種現象。
But we're able to see image of growth.
喺呢十零日嘅裏頭呢，喺呢個世界裏頭有一。有啲人以為係好大嘅事咧。
Now within this last 10 days or so, there has been an event that some people deemed to be very important.
當然有啲人仍覺得有咩咁了不起啫。
Others might consider to be nothing of the sort. What's the big deal about it?
我唔知道我哋中間有幾多個弟兄姊妹你睇電視新聞嘅。
So I wonder if brothers and sisters tune in to the news.
或者係睇報紙嘅。
Through the television or else read it in the newspapers.
如果你有咁樣做嘅呢
？If you have tuned into the news,
你一定會知道呢十零日裏邊有啲咩事情發生。
I'm certain you know of the event of which I speak that's been ongoing for the last 10 days or 11 days or so.
呢個就係嗰個。冬季奧林匹克運動會咧
，is of course the Winter Olympics。
你話黃弟兄點解今朝早你講起冬季奧林匹克嚟㗎
？You might raise a question, Brother Wong, why are you talking about the Winter Olympics this morning？
因為同啱先我嗰個感覺係好密切嘅聯繫。
Because the Winter Olympics is closely knitted to the feeling that I had just expressed to you.
又同今朝我要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅信息咧，又好有联系。
And it's very closely related to the message that I want to share with you this morning.
今年嘅冬季奥林匹克运动会有一个好突出嘅现象。
There is a very unique phenomenon that has occurred within the Winter Olympics this year.
我需要留意喺我哋中间有几多嘅人留意呢十几日嘅呢种新闻嘅。
I just want to see for myself how many of us see that here today actually have tuned in to the happenings of the Olympics.
有三个、四个、五个。
Three, four, maybe.
都有啲喎，唔止三個、四個、五個。
Beyond just a handful.
弟兄姊妹都有。
There are many brothers and sisters who have tuned in.
如果你留心嘅話咧
，If you have paid attention to it,
你會發現今年有一個好特殊嘅現象。
You discover that there's a very unique phenomenon this year.
嗰個現象係咩家伙呢
？And what is it of which I speak?
喺運動會開手同埋進行嘅時間。
Prior to the beginning of the Olympics and throughout the Olympics,
好多都喺嗰啲嘅體育評定家裏邊認定今年一定攞金牌嘅嗰啲老將。
There are many of those whom the media has deemed to be favorites in their specific sport or event.
用佢哋嘅説話嚟講，就係話絕大部分都中箭落馬。
Favorites to gain the gold medal, those who are essentially prohibitive favorites.
结果呢是被很多的后生的后来的后起之秀呢来夺取了金牌。
Who have failed and who were overtaken in their specific event by many of the younger athletes in their event or the younger competitors in their event.
丁志文别人点样想我就唔知道。
I don't know how other people view this。
我睇到呢种现象，我里边好有感觉嘅。
But when I saw it, I was greatly touched.
因为这种现象呢, 摆在属灵的追求的上面呢,
For when we place this particular phenomena within the spiritual realm, now there's something for us to take hold of and to try to understand.
人人都认为这一班绝对有资格拿金牌的人，结果大部分都冇，有啲连参加比赛嘅条件都冇添。
The various experts within the sports deem these individuals to be the prohibitive favorites to win the gold. Yet some of them failed, and others didn't even qualify to be included in their sports.
结果是一班比较年轻嗰啲就上咗嚟。
But rather, it was the younger competitors in their sports who rose to the top.
最大的原因在哪里呢?
What is the biggest reason for that?
不是他们的技术不够。
It's not that their skills have somehow diminished all of a sudden.
是他们受了年龄的限制。
But rather, they had, age has caught up with them.
他们长大了。
Oh, I'm sorry. For the younger competitors, they have matured.
No. That's... Gradually getting old.
The prohibitive favorites at age have overtaken them.
技术在这里,
yes, their skills remain.
但是呢, 体力不够,
but their stamina is insufficient. So,
结果就落选了,
so they lose.
顶之后,
this is the end result, the final result that we will see in the secular world.
你没有,好像我们中国人说的就是说,长江后浪推前浪。
For the Chinese, the younger ones will push the new wave, the new wave will push the older ones.
我估计逆着那个意思,好像长江,你知道,Yangtze River。 Yangtze River.
Oh, just like for example, the Yangtze River.
后面那个浪, the wave from behind. 是推着,推前面那个浪。
So each, the wave that comes from behind pushes the wave that is before it.
咁你后面一推,前面那个就上了沙滩,就没事了。
Once the wave from the back pushes the wave that is in the front, the current, then the wave that is in the front washes ashore and it then dissipates. And
你再见不到前面那个浪,
no longer will you see the wave that came before.
你想见到的呢,是后来那个浪。
What you will see is just the wave that came second.
但你千万不要忘记,
but don't forget though,
当这个后来那个浪成了前面的浪的时候,
when the second wave becomes now its own initial wave, or the first wave,
后面还有一个浪来的,
there is another wave just right after
不停地继续有浪来的,
and unceasingly, wave after wave comes.
当你看到在世间的事物的时候,
you are able to see this particular phenomenon played out throughout all of secular events.
我特别留意到当那班 年轻的运动员,他们能够爬到上高位的时候,
my focus is on those who are younger, the younger competitors, once they have been able to climb the mountain, so to speak.
他们不是坐在树,那就升降机,就将他升上去。
Don't forget, in the process, they didn't just get onto an elevator somehow or an escalator somehow, and they were driven up to the top of the mountain.
在未曾开始运动之前, 他们有很多很多的练习。
Even prior to the beginning of the Olympics, there have been many myriad of hours that have been spent in training.
很多很多的时间要接受指导。
There are many hours of instructions that they received.
他们也花很多很多的力气在那里来操练他自己各方面的那个要求。
And they have expended a great deal of energy in order to train in their own discipline.
弟兄姊妹,你留意到,地上的成功一定是这样走过。
Brothers and sisters, this is how worldly achievement is gained.
但是地上的成功走到一天的时候,你见到尽头。
But as in the same light, once earthly achievement comes to a particular point, and it will get to that particular point,
We'll go to the end.
We'll come to the end of its run.
当你走到尽头的时候呢?
When you come to the very end of the run,
你翻转头来一看,
you can reflect on your past.
你说这一切有什么价值呢?
And you can ask, what has been the value of all this? Has it been worth it?
我从前所花的这么多的力气和精神时间在那处有什么意义呢?
What is the meaning that I have attained after having spent numerous hours and myriad amount of energy to put into this particular endeavor?
今早上我入到来会所的时候,
this morning when I came into the worship hall,
我首先是见到至忠,
the first person I saw was Daniel.
我见到至忠的时候, 我说, 哇, 我有老豆这么高的了。
I looked at him, I said, wow, how come he's already grown to be as tall as his dad?
弟兄姊妹，我哋都经过呢个阶段。
Brothers and sisters, we've all passed through this stage.
但系我哋所睇到嘅都系人世间嘅各种各样嘅事物。
But what we see is just what everyone else sees, the worldly events.
每一个人都系咁样嚟走过。
And we see that this is the normal stage.
你走过一段辉煌嘅日子。
You might have come to a point where you gain fame.
然后你就销声匿迹。
But you know full well that what comes after is a very precipitous decline.
Become nothing.
Become nothing.
那等住我哋，但系我哋翻到神嘅面前嚟嘅时候
，But when we come before God,
你睇到有一件事实
，You see something.
系今日我哋要喺以弗所书里边去交通。
And that is what we wish to share on based upon the book of Ephesians.
在那处叫我们去留意到一件事情。
There is something for us to take note of.
在属灵的事情上面我们都是需要成长的。
We need to grow in spiritual matters.
但这个属灵的成长不会到有一天被你见到是尽头的。
But this growth will never get to a point where we have come to the end of our road.
这个是一个非常要紧的事情。
This is actually a vital component.
在地上的一切人事物无论是哪一方面你去接触你都看到那个曲线是这样滑的。
In whatever endeavor, whatever matters that are in this secular world, you see the trend and the pattern is the same. You come to, you continue onward to an apex and then you fall.
你想到高处。
You've come to the high point of your life.
然后你就落翻嚟。
And then you would decline.
你冇一个人可以逃避呢个咁样嘅情嘅现象。
And no individual can escape from this pattern.
但系我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
But we praise and thank our God.
当我哋读到以弗所书嘅时候。
But when we come to Ephesians,
神嘅灵把我哋嘅心思同埋我哋嘅眼睛系带到一件事上边。
The Holy Spirit has brought our hearts and focused our sight upon one thing.
那件事乃是神那个永远的旨意成就在我们的身上。
And that thing is that the eternal perfect will of God will be fulfilled in us.
我们也都可以说。
And we can say,
在我们未曾来到以弗所书的时候
before we come to Ephesians,
我们是朦朦胧胧知道神自己的救恩是丰富。
We have a semblance of an idea, a vague idea that the salvation of God is somehow very bountiful.
但是怎样丰富法呢?我们没把握。
But how bountiful? We don't really have a good idea about it.
我们也掌握不到那个内容。
We can't fully grasp the content.
不过中间朦朦胧胧有一个神的救恩是丰富。
But there's just some vague idea in our minds that God's salvation is very abundant.
那个原因在哪个地方呢
?Why is that?
弟兄姊妹我们不能不要问为什么神启示以弗所书是摆在圣经的完成的接近后来的阶段
?Why? We have to ask the question, why does the Holy Spirit reveal to us the placement of the, why does the Holy Spirit place the book of Ephesians towards the end of ages?
虽然唔系最后嗰一卷圣经。
No, it is not the last book in the Bible.
嗱，总系后边嗰个阶段里头。
But it is the place in the latter portion of time.
我哋就会话。
And so we have to ask.
神啊，好似以弗所书里边咁荣耀、咁丰富嘅事，点解你唔早早摆出嚟
？Such a wonderful and glorious view that we find in Ephesians. Why, God, didn't you put it from reveal it to us from the very beginning?
当然神冇俾我哋有个答案。
Now, God, of course, is not necessarily going to give you an answer specifically.
我哋亦无从知道个最准确嘅答案。
Nor do we can we understand.The answer.
We have no way to know that.
We have no way to know the answer.
The accurate answer. 但弟兄姊妹，你注意得到一件事。
But one thing that we do know.
呢个有啲似旧约嘅日子。
It seems it is akin to the Old Testament times.
啊，神带领以色列人出埃及嘅时候，神喺西乃。旷野嘅里头系俾律法过佢哋。
Remember how the Israelites were led out of Egypt and they came to Mount Sinai and there they were given the law.
而且俾律法过以色列人嘅嗰段嘅日子系相当嘅长久。
And the days of that particular time frame where they received the law was rather long.
有成千几两千年。
There's 1,000-2,000 years of the days of the law.
然后先至将律法里边嗰个隐藏住嗰个中心嘅事实呢显露出来。
It's only thereafter does the very thing that was hidden in the law is revealed to man.
就是神嘅儿子钉十字架完成救赎。
And that revelation is one of the Son of God.Being crucified for the sake of the man's sin.
常常有好多基督徒问一个问题。
Many Christians in the past have asked.
有啲不未认识主嘅人都问呢个问题。
There are some who are not of the Lord who also ask.
你话神系咪同人开玩笑嘅
？Is God just joking around?
既然神嘅儿子早晚都要上十字架
，If the Son of God were is eventually going to be crucified,
为咩事要兜一个圈？行咗成千几两千年嘅律法，然后神嘅儿子至上十字架呢
？Why would God have to expend or allow for 1,000-2,000 years worth of time to pass before the Son of God is crucified, anyways？
如果神喺以色列人出埃及嘅时候就让佢嘅儿子上十字架，问题几简单？
Wouldn't it be far simpler if at the very time that the Israelites were taken out of Egypt, that then and there the Son of God would be crucified on the cross?
甚至就在伊甸园那头堕落那头马上就主钉十字架，事情更简单。
In fact, what if it was at the very beginning, in the Garden of Eden, at the moment that man fell into sin, if the Son of God would be crucified, wouldn't that resolve the issue right then and there?
但是似乎神好像在一个浪费时间。
It seems as if God has now wasted all those years.
但是不是真的浪费时间呢
But has it really been a waste?
当我们留意人的堕落的那个过程
As we look at the process of man's fall,
我们看到以色列人在出埃及以后的那连串的表现
We can look at the Israelites, what they were like after that period of time.
再加上我们自己实际的经历
And then to put together with that our own personal experience.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你以为神的儿子在伊甸园的堕落的时候就钉十字架亚当和夏娃会不会觉得好幸运
If the Son of God was to be crucified at the very time that in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve fell, do you think that Adam and Eve would have thought of themselves as being blessed?
如果以色列人出埃及的时候就在过逾越节那一晚主就不是在启示的里面来作预表而是清清楚楚就在那个时候钉十字架。
If on the night of Passover, that very night God the Lord was to be crucified instead of having us just see a symbol of what was to come of the Lord's crucifixion,
你以为以色列人会不会觉得很开心
Do you think the Israelites would be overjoyed to see that?
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
当以色列人入到经过红海入到旷野之后
After the Israelites passed through the Red Sea and entered into the wilderness
严格讲起上来就来到红海边就够了
Actually we can say once when the Israelites came to the edge of the Red Sea
你就发现到以色列人他所要的不是神的真实的拯救
You really have to see that the Israelites at that time wasn't concerned about seeing the Lord or God's true salvation.
他们只需要神给他们的暂时的一滴那么多的释放
What they thirst for, what they wanted was just a temporary relief from their troubles at that time.
你估以色列人出埃及的时候有没有想到他们要去入迦南呢
When the Israelites left Egypt, do you think entering the land of Canaan was fully in their minds?
你说他们不知道就是假的
Now, if you say, nah, they didn't understand, that's not right.
你说他们真知道呢又不见得那么准确
But if you say, no, they really knew what they were, what it was all about, that's not so accurate neither.
因为如果他们真的知道如果你现在出来是要为了入迦南的话
Because if they knew that the very purpose for them to be brought out of Egypt was to enter into Canaan in the first place
他们就不会在红海边那处来发怨言
Then they would not murmur and complain as they sat at the edge of the Red Sea
他们又不会在旷野那处一次再次的想到话不如我们回埃及
Nor would they once and twice and again while they were in the wilderness complain and say we just want to go back to Egypt
我们在埃及的日子还好过现在
The days that we spent in Egypt were far better than the days that we are spending here in the wilderness
他们将过程当作是那个目的
They thought of the process as being their goal
他们想不用经过旷野就可以入到迦南
They would rather not progress through the wilderness They would rather just get into where they're supposed to go
顶之外，你可以留意到呢种咁样嘅光景，正正就系伊甸园嘅堕落所引出嚟嘅结局。
Brothers and sisters, this is the very result that comes because of the fall that we find in the Garden of Eden.
因为喺伊甸园嘅堕落嘅时候，撒旦嗰个欺骗系要叫人去注意自己。
Because the fall of Eden brought to focus Satan's deceit.Which was for his scheme was to allow for man to focus solely upon himself.
而不是去注意到神和神所要做的事。
His scheme was so that man no longer would look to God and to look to see what God's plan was.
而他们所注意到是注意到我能够有什么的发表。
For man, he looked inward to see what is it that I can express of myself.
撒旦的欺骗就是说你绝对可以发表
And Satan's deceit was to say to man you can do whatever you want to do
并且发表到一个地步同神一样
In fact, you can do it to a point where you will become just like God
弟兄姊妹当人的堕落就是落到一个这样的结局
Brothers and sisters, this is the depth of man's fall
然后我们就看到一件事情
Now we're able to see
神用了千多两千年的时间藉着律法来叫以色列人去认识你是哪一个
Through 1,000-2,000 years worth of time God utilized the law in order to allow the Israelites to come to a point where they could understand exactly who they are
叫以色列人去认识你们真正的需要是什么
For the Israelites to really understandWhat their true need was.
当然在旧约的日子里面，这一切仍然是一个预表。
Now don't forget, in the Old Testament, all this still was given in as a symbol.
但这个预表是是带着一个原则在那里。
But there's a principle behind the type or the symbol that is
shown. 这个原则同样在新约的日子的里面一样是这么准确。
And this principle is holds true in the New Testament as well.
弟兄姊妹，为咩事以弗所书在神的启示的过程的里面是要摆在最后的阶段呢
Why has God placed the revelation that we find in Ephesians in the latter days?
神要让神的儿女是经历过救恩的初步的时候然后神要将他们带入去 救恩嘅目的。
God has allowed for His children to not only experience the initiation of the salvation process, but also to be able to experience the process, to be able to come to the end result.
所以你留意到神喺真理嘅启示嘅里头，特别喺新约嘅书信嘅嗰个发表嘅次序。
So you see in God's revelation, especially in the placement of the various epistles found in the New Testament.
在早期的书信几乎可以说是放重了在救恩的显明。
You can say that the beginning epistles that we see focuses on the revealing of God's salvation.
要让人去认识到我们本来是一个什么地位，如今神要将我们拯救到一个什么结果。
To allow man to understand where they stood from the very beginning, and then in contrast to that, to see where God wants to bring them at the end, at the fulfillment of salvation.
我们怎样可以得到神拯救的结果？
How can I gain the end result of God's salvation?
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our Lord.
但当我们在神的救恩的里面经历到祂那个拯救的真实的时候，
When we are able to experience the reality of His salvation,
领会到神所要做的事情是有目的的，
And to see and understand that God's work has a purpose behind it.
不是仅仅叫我们只是接受那个救恩，
It's not merely for us to be able to gain salvation,
而是要叫我们去进入祂的丰富。
But rather, the purpose is so that we can enter fully into His abundance.
然后去发表祂的荣耀和祂的权柄。
And then to be able to reflect or manifest, to display His glory and His authority.
这个就是神起初做人的那个目的的恢复。
And this is the very, very reason for the restoration work of God upon man.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们传福音的时候，
Brothers and sisters, though, when we spread the gospel,
如果我们一开始传福音，我们就讲到神这个这么荣耀的拯救。
If we, from the very beginning of speaking of the gospel, we reveal this glorious truth of God's salvation,
你觉得一般人的反应会是怎样？
What do you think would be the response from the majority of the people who hear it?Wow, such a distant thing.
怎知有没有把握？
How do we know that it's assured that that will happen?
怎知是真定假的？
How do we know that that's really real
or not? 跟我今日有什么关系啊？
And what does it have to do with my life today anyway?
我今日所要的不是将来的。
What I want today is not what lies in the future.
我今日所要是现在我们要得到的。
What I want is what can, what I need is what I can gain today.
所以顶住，当你带人去到神的救恩里面去的时候，
So when we bring individuals into God's salvation,
我们晓得神没叫我们将他们一下就带到高处。
We understand that God does not expect for us to immediately bring them to the apex of salvation.
神是让我们将人带到一个好关键的地方，就是说你的前途在哪里。
But rather to bring them along to a state where they are able to see what is the, to ask themselves the question, where does my future lie?
你如果从眼见的里面，你看到那个人那个前途是一件什么事情？
Outwardly speaking, if one is able just to see,the path of your life and see where it leads.
但是神要叫我们看到，人眼见那个前途不是真的前途。
That's one thing, but God wants to show us that the reality of your future does not just lie in the life that you lead.
人所眼见那个结局不是真的结局。
That the,what you deem to be the final stages of your life or the goal of your life is not really real.
这一切可以说是人的前途的那个序幕。
But rather that,
is
merely the prelude to your real life goal.
因为在这个序曲之后，然后才是正本。
Because after the prelude comes the main content of your life.
但你必须要经过那个前奏。
But you have to pass through this.
在那个前奏的里面，你一定要很清楚地晓得究竟是一回什么事。
You have to pass through the prelude first, but in processing through the prelude, you have to have a real understanding that it is what it is.
所以神在以弗所书的发表之前, 神讲了很多很多的话。
And so that's why prior to the revelation in Ephesians, God has spoken many, many words.
为了要叫我们非常清楚地晓得, 我们拣选那个前途, 那条路是怎样走。
In order for us to really come to an understanding how I am to walk this life in order to gain the eternal goal.
進一步來講就是說, 我們跟神的關係是怎樣建立在一個準確的事實裡面。
Or put another way, how can my relationship with God be established correctly?
等到我們跟神的關係建立到準確的時候,
Now, as once the relationship between man and God has been established properly,
神就把他那個拯救的目的,
then God will reveal to us His purpose of salvation. His eternal purpose, sorry. In Ephesians.
弟兄姊妹,有时我们不怪得一些称为神儿女的人,他们得久了之后就不是几热衷去追求。
Now, we come back to Ephesians. It's no surprise to us that many individuals, after they have received salvation, would come to a point where they no longer pursue after the Lord. It's because they have focused so squarely on gaining the result of salvation as being to have eternal life with God. With God.
我的罪就得到赦免了。That
my sins would be forgiven.
我就可以去见神了。That
I would be able to go see God.
神就不再定我的罪了。And
God will no longer penalize me for my sins.
如今我已经接受了神的儿子。And
so now, after accepting salvation, I am accepted as a child of God.
我所有的问题就解决了。All
of my questions, all of my problems has been resolved.
虽然你说你要去追求,要成长,你说那些不是那么重要嘛。
Because that is the mindset. If you ask them to continue to pursue, for them, they think, well, those other things are not so important anymore. But praise and thank our Lord.
主没停止讲,
the Lord does not stop speaking to us the very words that He speaks to us. So after revealing to us the very beginning processes of salvation,
他为我们所预备的救恩的目的那里。He
brings us into a stage where He tells us exactly the purpose for our salvation.
以弗所书就是将神的救恩那个目的来向我们解开了。And
Ephesians now is the very revelation from God of the purpose of salvation.
所以当以弗所的弟兄和姊妹他们在属灵的
Now, when the brethren at Ephesus was able to have aspects of growth,
神就用着保罗来向他们交通一个信息。
After having grown somewhat spiritually, Paul then shared with them.
在这个交通的信息里面,保罗就讲出了,在这个交通的里面,他曾经做过有两次的祷告。And
in the message of Paul sharing contains two specific prayers of Paul.
我今次和弟兄姊妹交通,就是交通这两次的祷告。My
sharing will be focused on these two prayers of Paul.
头一个祷告在第一章。
The first prayer is contained in chapter 1.
就是在第15节之后到尾。
It is beginning verse 15 of chapter 1 all the way to the end of the chapter.
第二个祷告就在第三章。
The second prayer begins in chapter 3.
就是在14节开首。
To begin with verse 14.
到第三章的尾。
All the way to the end of the chapter.
我不知道用多少次和弟兄姊妹来交通这两个祈祷。
I'm not sure how many period of time we will expend in order to share on these two prayers.
但是我先指出俾弟兄姊妹留意，喺以弗所书里面有两个祷告。
But first and foremost, I wanted to draw brothers and sisters' attention to the fact that there are two prayers that are contained in Ephesians.
啊，呢两个祷告系圣灵感动保罗喺神嘅面前做嘅。
These two prayers were inspired by God for Paul to give.
但呢两个祷告彼此之间系有非常紧密嘅关联嘅。
The contents of these two prayers are closely connected.
第一个祷告是作为神所要做的事情的宣告。
The first prayer tells us a declaration of God's intended work.
第三章的祷告呢，是宣告神怎样去完成他所宣告的。
The prayer contained in chapter 3 will tell us how God intends to fulfill what he has declared he will do.
所以你在第一个祷告的里面，你看到神要做什么。
So, in the first prayer, you can actually see what God intends to do.
在第二个祷告里面，你看到神怎样做。
And then the second prayer, it will tell us how God will accomplish it.
今早我们全部都没人接触到这两个部分。
This morning, we have not and we will not enter into the content of either one of these prayers.
但我先让弟兄姊妹你注意到这两个祷告里面的关，他们彼此之间的关系。
But I want to draw brothers and sisters' attention to the relationship between these two prayers.
今早我们要特别留意的呢？
What we need to focus today then is,
那是为什么保罗有这样的负担来做这两个祷告？
Why did Paul have such an urging to pray these two prayers?
So, 弟兄姊妹，你注意十五节嗰度系用一个乜嘢，用一个乜嘢嘅词嚟开始嘅呢？
So that's why we need to look at verse 15. What word is used to begin this prayer?
喺中文嚟讲系因此。
It says for this reason. 啊，
喺英文应该系咩啊
？Therefore。
Therefore, 这个是一个词。
This is a
连接词。
This is a conjunction.
那弟兄姊妹，你知道乜嘢叫做连接词
？Brothers and sisters, do you know what a conjunction is?
连接词就是说上边讲咗一啲嘅嘢。
A conjunction means that there is a context that preceded it.
就引出咗下面要讲嘅另外嘅一件嘢。
And the content of that, what preceded brings forth a content that is to come.
呢个连接词就系话将呢两件嘢系连接起上嚟。
And a conjunction now joins those two texts.
简单啲咁多嚟讲就系话喺连接词之前嗰个系原因。
In other words,If prior to the conjunction is the reason,
连接词之后的那些佛说话呢是结果。
Prior to the conjunction is the cause, after the conjunction is the result.
为什么会有这样的祈祷呢？
Why is there such a prayer?
因为我上面所讲的那堆的原因。
Because of the cause that was spoken of prior to this.
如今我们就留意了。
Now we're able to see.
保罗在这处为着当日的以弗所，当然也是同时是为着众教会。
Now, Paul specifically wrote to the Ephesians at that time, but it is also a letter that's written to the Christians today.
有一个祷告。
That there is a prayer that he offers.
那个祷告的内容呢，就是说。
The content of that prayer.
那个一般性的内容呢，就是说。
In general, the content is.
他说因此我既听到你们顺从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
For this reason, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists amongst you and your love for the saints, I do not cease in giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers.
提到他们的时候，那就怎样呢？
But what does he do when there's a mention of the Ephesians?
他说我就求 主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将赐人智慧启示的灵来想赐给你们。
Paul says, when I make mention of you in my prayers, it is that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him.
为什么是要将那个赐人智慧启示的灵来想赐给你们呢？
Why should the spirit of wisdom and revelation be given to them?
因为你们要认识神心里面的那个意念。
It is because they need to know God's heart and mind.
等知你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
我们虽然是蒙了拯救。
Though we have been given salvation through grace.
虽然我们已经有了属灵的性质。
Though we already have a spiritual nature.
但是我们没办法不承认我们还有很多的限制。
We still confess that there is a lot of limitations that we bring.
我们还有很多的阻挡。
There's a lot of hurdles which we bring.
叫我们和神中间的那个交通不是那么畅通。
That hinders our fellowship with God.
即使是畅通。
Even if our fellowship was there with God.
但是我们向着神的那个度量呢，总是不够神要给我们的大。
The measure that we bring before God surely does not measure up to what He intends for us to have.
这一切这样的情形就造成了我们对神的事物的认识是有限制。
And because of that, it limits the amount of understanding that we have of God.
因此圣灵感动保罗说，求神先将赐人启示的灵，赐人智慧和启示的灵想赐给神的儿女。
And that's why God inspired for Paul first to request for a spirit of wisdom and of revelation to be granted to these individuals in the knowledge of God.
要叫我们在圣灵那个启示的里面可以完全无遮蔽这样来去看见神的手里面要做的事。
So that we would not be hidden from the hand of God's work in the spiritual revelation.
去领会神的心里面所想的事。
And also to be able to understand what is within the heart and mind of God.
如果圣灵不在这方面的启示的工作上面来恩待我们的话。
If the Holy Spirit does not sustain us through this revelation.
或者说我们根本不肯接受圣灵在启示这方面所显出的功用。
Or if we outright do not want to be a part of to have a part of this revelation from the Holy Spirit,
我们虽然是得救了,
then even as though we are saved,
但是我们仍旧是没有条件去接受神的心里面的意念。
We don't qualify to receive that which is in God's heart and mind.
所以因此保罗在神的面前很迫切地向神求一件事。
And that's why Paul is so urgently praying for this one matter.
求神将赐人智慧启示的灵赏赐给我们。
May we be granted the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
来照明我们里面那个眼睛。
To reopen up our inner eyes.
叫我们能够看得见。
So that we might be able to see.
看得见什么呢？
What is it that we're supposed to see? There are three things which it tells us that we are to see.
头一件事情就是说,
the first thing tells us,
知道神选召我们的恩典是何等的荣耀。
Is to see the riches of the glory of His call.
是几咁荣耀。
To see the glory.
而这个荣耀就成为我们那个希盼,那个盼望。
And that glory is, our hope.
然后第二件事情要知道的。
The second thing that we are to see.
我们在神那树那个产业是几咁丰盛。
Is to see the abundance of our inheritance in God.
不单只是丰盛，而且是带着荣耀。
Not only is it abundant, but it's also very glorious.
还要知道一件事情。
But there is something else for us to know as well.
神在我们这班人的身上要显出的能力是几咁大。
And that is for us to understand the surpassing greatness of His power in us.
是怎样的大法呢?
How great is His power?
虽然刚刚才我们没读那个怎样大法。
Now we didn't read the part of scripture that tells us how great is His power.
但你接触到下去你就读到出来。
But if you do continue on in your reading, you will see it.
神在我们身上要显出那个能力是如同他曾经在主耶稣基督的身上所显出过一样。
He wants for us to see His power realized in us, just as He has shown His power revealed in, and realized in Christ Jesus. And that is the power that overcame death, the power of resurrection. The content of that power is very abundant. So far, we have only touched on the tip of that fullness. Brothers and sisters, how were you saved?
弟兄姊妹，你得救咗之后喺属灵嘅经历上边，你点样有基础嚟去接受？
Brothers and sisters, after you have been saved, what is the basis for you to be able to receive from God?
今朝早我哋唔系入深入去睇呢个。
Brothers and sisters, we're not going to go into it in detail today. But what I want to stress for brothers and sisters is the fact that you have already experienced this power of resurrection. But what you have experienced is merely a very minute part of the vastness of that power. The fact that we are able to be saved is because of the power of resurrection.
我们所以在生命里面同神有那个交通，同神有那个更深的那个享用。
The fact that we have the ability to have fellowship with God.
那是因为神儿子的生命在我们的里面。
It's because the life of the Son is already in us. And this life is a resurrected life. And this life allows us to have a relationship with God. For each one of us who have been saved, this is an experience that is already present. But this experience that we have all shared is merely a very minute part of the vastness of His power in His Son. But what God for us to wants us to experience is the original power that was inherent in His Son. And that comes in the, context to follow.
好了。Now,
我们不继续下去了。We're not going to go any further than this. We need to ask,
保罗为什么这样祷告?
Why did Paul pray, offer this prayer?
保罗说因此我就听见你们这样，我就为你们祷告。
Paul tells us, for this reason, or it says, therefore, I have heard of this of you, and then, and then he lists out the reasons.
究竟是什么催促保罗在神的面前有这样的祷告呢?
So what initiated that thought in Paul to offer this prayer?
弟兄姊妹，这个就是以弗所书第一章开头那段的说话所引出来的。Well,
the answer lies in what came before, as is recorded in chapter 1 of Ephesians.
这一段的说话里面归纳起上来,
when we succinctly put this together,
是一件很明显又很荣耀的事,
we realize that it is a very glorious and a very great matter.
但是保罗不是从那件事情本身先开始,
but Paul didn't begin with that particular matter. Instead, Paul focused on God's intent on what He wants to accomplish in us. So when we begin, verse 3 tells us the very reason that prompted Paul to offer up this prayer. It says that he wants to give all blessings and thanksgiving back to God.
为什么?
Why?
佢因为佢曾经喺基督里面曾经将天上各样属灵嘅福气赏赐咗俾我哋。
Because God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
我唔去解说嗰个详细嘅内容。
Now I'm not going to go and interpret in great detail this particular verse.
我只系指出嗰个事实俾弟兄姊妹去注意，你自己去寻求。
But I just want to point it out the very existence of this particular verse, so the brothers and sisters can look into it yourself.
第一件事情系神已经做咗一件事。
The first thing is to realize God has already accomplished something.
弟兄姊妹，你注意嘅系嘛？神已经做咗嘅。
Brothers and sisters, note this.God has already accomplished it.
不是以后神要做的。
It is not something that God will do in the future.
是神已经做了。
God has already done it.
是做好了的了。
God has completed it.
所以在中文圣经就用个曾。
That's why in the Chinese Bible it tells you already.
在英文圣经里面那个意思虽然没有用一个这样的特殊的字但是你同样你看到
in English translation, it doesn't use any particular word to convey that, but the thought, when you read it, is the same.
因为在英文圣经里面的时候那个时间是告诉你这件事情做完了。
Because in the English translation, the tense is a past tense, so it tells you that this is something that has already gone on before.
啊，我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
So we praise and thank our Lord.
佢已经做咗啦。
He has already done something.
做咗件乜嘢事呢？
What did he do?
将天上各样嘅属灵嘅福气都赏赐咗俾我。
He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
你能够数算天上有几多属灵嘅福气？
However many spiritual blessings that you are able to enumerate,
神没在这处列举出来。
God didn't go forth and list them out.
但你可以去想象。
But you're able to
see your own mind. 在天上的属灵的福气会有些是什么？
What would the heavenly blessings be?
你想得出的。
Whatever it is that you can think of,
神都告诉你。
God has already told you.
他做了。
He has already done it.
已经 在你的名下了。
Is already in your name.
啊，是你的产业。
That means it's under your name, is in your inheritance.
对天上所有的属灵的福气。
That means each and every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
你已经有了那个 ownership 了。
You already own it.
那第一招你留意到这件事情是大事来的。
Brothers and sisters, you see how grand this matter is.
啊，以弗所的弟兄姊妹知不知道这件事情，我们不知道。
Whether the brothers and sisters at Ephesus knew of this, we don't know.
但是保罗是知道。
But Paul knew.
现在保罗是要以弗所的教会的弟兄姊妹去知道。
And now Paul wants for the people at Ephesus to also know.
同时是要叫众教会都去知道。
Not only for the church at Ephesus, but he wants for the church as a whole to know.
知道什么？
What does he want for us to know?
已经做了一件事。
That God has already accomplished that.
他将天上所有的属灵的福气全部都赏赐了给我们。
He has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
那是全部的福气究竟是什么呢？
So what is the full content of that heavenly blessing?
下文就轻轻列举几件。
What comes in the text touches on a couple of these blessings.
但不是全部。
Again, it does not give us an exhaustive list.
但 是当中的一部分。
But it's merely some of those blessings.
但是当中的这个部分已经足够我们在神的面前。毫无保留的要将称颂感谢赞美归给他。
But even seeing this partial, really a very minute part of that list should cause us to come before God and to offer up all of our praises and thanksgiving to Him.
那头一件事情是什么呢？
What is the first example? What is the first thing?
第四节那时就说
Verse 4.
他说就是好像神在创立世界之前在基督里面拣选了我们使我们在祂面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him.
弟兄姊妹，我问你。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you.
一百年前你在哪里？
Where were you 100 years ago?
一百年前你在哪里？
Where were you 100 years ago?
年轻人。
For those who are young people, let me rephrase that. Where were you 50 years ago? I'm sure you have no idea where you were.
当然神话。
But God says,
他已经拣选了你。
He already chose you at that time.
他已经在基督里面拣选
了你。He already chose you in Christ.
拣选你做乜嘢？
What did He choose you for?
拣选你叫你成为圣洁无瑕疵。
He chose you to be holy and blameless.
丁姐，你唔知道呢件事情嗰个宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot. I don't think we are able to understand the scope of the preciousness of this particular fact.
我唔知道丁姐妹有冇留意到近年嚟讲商品。
More recently, when it comes to merchandise.
你估系边类嘅商品最畅销又最赚钱？
What is the most valuable, the most precious commodity?
我又唔讲个答案俾你听。
Most profitable commodity. I'm not going to tell you the answer.
去年我翻香港嘅时候。
But last year when I went back to Hong Kong.
喺湾仔，我就去一个地方。
In one of the districts in Hong Kong, I went to a particular place.
要上十几层楼嘅，咁梗系要坐电梯啦。
Where I wanted to go was in the upper stories of this building, so I needed to take an elevator.
嗰个时候正正系即系差唔多要食午饭嘅时候。
It was around the time of lunch.
咁我喺去嗰个地方咧，又系啲商业嘅楼宇嚟。
And this also, the place that I wanted to go to is a commercial place, is a place of commerce.
咁所以喺电梯嘅里边咧，就挤满晒咧，都系嗰啲落班嘅去准备食晏昼嘅人。
And so I got into the elevator. I was in the elevator with packed with various workers from that building, ready to go to lunch.
咁我入去嗰个电梯咧，里边咧，除咗一两个男人之外咧，全部系啲后生女。
Now in the elevator where I was on.Except for maybe one or two males, every other individual in there were these young females.
都系喺嗰个大厦嗰处嚟翻工嘅。
They were all worked in that particular building.
个都好似雀仔咁靓嘅。
Every one, a single one of them was very pretty.
咁然后咧，佢哋就喺电梯里边就倾偈啦。
And so, of course, they were conversing in the elevator.
你估佢哋倾乜嘢？
What do you think they were talking about?
唔係話一陣去食乜嘢，邊樣好食抵食。
It wasn't to say, oh yeah, let's go here because it's really a good place to eat there, or it's really it gives you your money's worth there.
佢哋喺度傾咧，係傾。而家又出咗一隻乜嘢嘢？查咗佢嘅時候咧，又會嫩好多噶，白淨好多嘅。
What they were conversing on was products.Beauty products. They said, "Oh, yeah, there's this particular product. If you put it on, it makes wipe years off of you. Those type of things."
啊，吱吱喳喳咁一路咁食，就听佢哋就系讲呢啲嘢啦。
And so this is what went on back and forth. They were just talking about those type of things.
但系唔系偶然一次系咁样。
But it's not just incidentally that was.That one time that happened.
因为我喺香港十零日，即系类似咁样嘅情形两三次。
I was in Hong Kong about 10 days or so, and I experienced the same thing two, three times.
所以弟兄姊妹，你注意到。
So brothers and sisters, you understand.
而家最赚钱、最赚钱又好赚钱嘅就系啲化妆品。
What is most profitable as a commodity today? It is beauty products.
而我都咁贪靓。
I use it myself. Do you see that I have actually nail polish on?
但是我擦这个手指甲就一眼泪的。
Oh, this, but the reason why I put on a nail polish is a sad story.
人家擦手指甲就说就漂亮。
Others put on nail polish because it makes them more beautiful.
我擦手指甲就忍痛。
For me, I put on nail polish so that I don't hurt.
我都唔知点解咁啊，整咗嗰啲叫做灰指甲。你 pharmacy 你应该知道。我呢个 pen。
There's fungal.
Fungal
disease in my nails.
即系。如果你唔知道就係嗰啲手指甲咧就會變粗變攣，變黃變黑嘅。
To describe it, if nothing is done on it, then the nails itself will curl and it will turn color. It will change the color into become a yellowish color.
刚好撞到我的肝又不是说那么好的肝。
Now for me, I have my liver is not functioning fully well.
一个比较好的、比较方便的方法呢，就系话食药，食药咁就都要，咁就可以快啲咁多嚟解决呢啲问题。
Now, one way to treat the fungal infection actually is to take medication. And the medication will be able to resolve this fungal infection. But because my liver is not functioning at an optimal rate, and the medication itself is hepatotoxic, meaning that it's toxic to the liver, so therefore I cannot take that medicine.
他说现在呢，就有一只指甲油，你就可以去用嗰只指甲油来解决佢。
But he tells me that there is a polish that you can put onto the nails now, and that it will help with resolving the problem.
我初初谂住擦指甲油。
I thought to myself when I heard it, put nail polish? How long do I have to put on nail polish?
他说不知几耐的，或者两三年都唔定嘅。
And his response was, I don't know how long, maybe 2-3 years.
我想两三年都好麻烦嘅。
To me, I thought, how cumbersome to put on nail polish for 2-3 years.
两三年嘅就最多咪擦几樽。
And I thought, well, okay, maybe I'll use up several bottles in 2 or 3 years.
一樽咪最多咪十零廿蚊。
Maybe at most $10-$20 per bottle.
咁都唔使喊。
So it's not so bad.
啊，上尾即去药房一买。
But I went to the drugstore and I bought it.
佢啲pharmacy嗰啲冇乜人情講。
There's no grace in this world, in the world's pharmacy.
仲細樽過嗰啲女婦女用嗰啲嘅指甲油，真係咁細樽嘅啫。
And a bottle that is smaller than the usual nail polish that women would use for coloring.
140几蚊.
It costs $140-some-odd.
你都话啦，我更加话啦。
See, that's your reaction. You say, "Wow, think how I felt at that time."
你唔使查都话啦，我查我今年查咗成七八樽啦。
You don't have to put it on, and you say, "Wow." For me, I've already expended 7 or 8 bottles worth of the.
不过还好，但系估计大概仲有大半年左右可以甩。
It's nevertheless, it's been okay. I probably have maybe another half a year or so before I can start using it. Actually, I've gone off tangent far too much.
为咩事嗰啲化妆品咁好事呢？
Why are beauty products so valuable and profitable?
贪靓。
It's because people want to be beautiful.
而嗰个靓咧，就系眼睛所留意嗰种舒服嘅嗰种靓咯。
To be found to be pleasant in one's eyes.
但是弟兄姊妹你注意,
but brothers and sisters, take note. God has chosen us.
在创世之前,
before the foundation of the world.
不是青年人的50年前,
not 50 years for those who are younger. Not 100 years before those who are less or older. But rather at before the foundation of the world. Before you even existed in this world. God had already chosen you. Has chosen you in Christ. Chosen you in order for you to be holy and blameless. Brothers and sisters.
灰指甲都係一種瑕疵。
To have a fungal infection, that is to be to have some spot or a blame.
我哋大多數人喺香港嚟嘅。Most
of us are from Hong Kong.
你冇理由唔知道咩叫做香港腳。I'm
sure you know what Hong Kong feet are.
香港腳係一種瑕疵。That
is a blemish. Athlete's foot is a blemish.
你話我從來未生過香港腳。
You can say I've never had Hong Kong feet.
不過簡單。
But very simply.
但早晚你有白頭髮。
I could tell. I could at least say you've had a white hair.
如果按住人嚟睇嘅時候，白頭髮出嚟就係瑕疵。
Now in man's eyes, if you have one white hair, that's a blemish.
所以又要去幫襯化妝業咯。
So you run down to the store and then once again you buy beauty products. You want to dye it.
等于就会化妆业又有生意做了。
Now you've made it more profitable to be in the beauty business. Why? Because everyone sees blemishes on ourselves. Every type of blemish. And whatever blemish you have, men are figuring out ways to help you with your blemish. But we praise and thank our God that when He chose us in Christ, that we might be holy and unblemished. What I just mentioned, the examples I mentioned, are physical blemishes. It certainly doesn't have much weight in light of God's spiritual inspection of us. But we praise and thank our God. Because what He wants to do in our lives is to bring us to a point where we are holy and blameless. When after the fall in the Garden of Eden, every single descendant of Adam from head to toe is filled with blemishes. At the very least, there is one thing that you cannot escape. You will decline. You will have wrinkles. You will have age spots. These are all blemishes. You cannot escape them. But thanks be to our God. Before the foundation of the world, before you and I existed here on earth at all, He already established that we are to be holy and blameless. If you talk about holiness, that is the very nature of God. It's the very characteristic of God. When God chose us,
神要将他自己的性情和性质都给我们,
He granted to us His nature and His character.
弟兄姊妹,你留意到,
brothers and sisters, take note.
神要将我们这样来造成在他的眼前毫无瑕疵,圣洁无瑕疵的。
He wants for us to be made over to a point where we are deemed to be holy and blameless.
你留意到这件事情是多大?
Brothers and sisters, do you see the grand scope of this?
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
我们虽然是蒙恩得救,
yes, we have been saved by grace.
但是在救恩未曾到到尽头的, 未曾到到终点的时候,
but even before we get to the ultimate
end of salvation,
we are bothered and troubled by various blemishes in our lives. I can see Natalie, our sister Natalie. Ask her, when will your arthritic pains go away? She would respond, oh, I wish that the Lord's return would come quickly or soon. She'll tell you she has suffered from arthritis from when she was young. But thanks be to our God. That in His salvation, when His salvation is fully completed, all of our blemishes, all of these things will pass. It's not like after you've received a medal at the Olympics. This year, maybe some of the general public will remember your name. But after a couple of years have passed, the public will not remember you anymore. I want to ask the young people in our midst. How many of you remember Yamaguchi?
Yamaguchi是誰?
Who is Yamaguchi?
再过了几年就没有人知道他是谁了。After
a couple more years have lapsed, less and less people will come to know that name.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
But we praise and thank our God.
今天还有很多人提起Michelle Guan。
Today, many people still remember the name Michelle Kwan. I'm sure after a decade have passed, not many people will remember who Michelle Kwan was. But thanks be to God that in His selection, before the foundation of the world, He has already made this selection to bring us to a point where we are holy and blameless. And then for us to be with Christ for all eternity. But still, that is not the ultimate purpose. So brothers and sisters, as you continue forward, you see very important and vital matters. He also tells us that we are to be adopted as sons through Christ Jesus. What does it mean to be adopted as sons? The adopted as son, the issue is not whether you are a son or not. But rather, whether you have full access to the privilege of being a son. What does it mean to be, have full privilege or have the full right of being a son? It means you have access to the inheritance. When you have access to the inheritance, it means that you have full right of sonship. That means everything that is of your father's is now yours. And we see this amongst men. But in God's salvation, it is even more clear. God has put all of Himself, all that He possesses in Christ Jesus. And then He puts us in Christ Jesus. And then He allows us to share with Christ all that God that is of God.
So, 弟兄姊妹们很清楚看到这些话，要叫我们在基督耶稣里面去接受那个儿子的名分。
So we see clearly what is told to us here, that we have been predestined to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself.
然后呢?
And then?
我不讲了这么多了,
I'm not going to go
further.
I just want to touch bases on the more important point.
然后呢? And then,
verse 9, through according to His own kind intentions, that we might be made known to His mystery. What does His mystery have to do with us? The mystery of His will. What does that have to do with us? Whether we know it or not, it's His will, right? But thanks be to God. When you come to know what His will is, then you will say, not only is it His will, but you will see that His will is the very goal of our pursuit. Because He has placed His will upon us. What does that mean? Brothers and sisters, you can see. Following it says,
他说照着所安排的在日期满足的时候，叫天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。That
in view of an administration suitable at the summing up of all things in Christ, to the fullness of times, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven, things upon earth.
你叫万有都在基督里面同归于一，这个是神自己的那个永远的旨意。For
all things to be summed up in Christ, that is the essence of God's eternal will. When we go back to Genesis chapter 1, we see something there. God's purpose for creating man was this very same thing. Before the creation of man was the initial creation, but that creation fell.
神造人, 就为着要将整个嘅背叛嗰、那个那个宇宙嚟带翻到佢神起初嘅嗰个原先。
And when God created man, the intent was for this fallen universe to be restored to its original intent.
但系谁不知连我哋呢班人带同整个嘅眼见到嘅嗰个宇宙都又一次嘅堕落。
But man and everything that is in the second creation also fell.
神又再显明佢自己嘅救赎。
And that prompted God to once again to reveal His salvation.
喺呢个救赎嘅里面就係用我哋嚟做重点。
And now in this salvation, we become the primary, tools.
喺我哋身上面先作工。
He will first work within us.
然后就用着我哋嚟将整个嘅宇宙都带翻去到神嘅面前。
And then through us, He will bring all of the universe back to Himself.
所以等住你喺呢处你睇到。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
佢话喺日期满足嘅时候，使天上地上一切所有嘅喺基督里面同归于一，我哋亦喺佢里面得到基业。连呢一件事情咧，系完全系照住神嘅旨意所预定嘅。叫佢嗰个荣耀喺我哋呢啲首先喺基督里面有盼望嘅人得到称赞。
So we see that the fullness of times, the summing up of all things will be in Christ, things in heaven, things on earth. But in Him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ should be.To the praise of His glory.
呢件咁大嘅事情点样完成嘅呢
？How will this grand plan be fulfilled？
神话喺我哋呢班首先喺基督里边嘅身上边嚟显出神自己嗰个工作嘅结果。
He tells us that it shall be upon we who were the first to have a hope in Christ, that we should be able to bring forth the fulfillment of His will.
叫我哋呢班人被恢复去到神嘅荣耀。
That we would be restored to His original intent of, His original purpose.
就连同起初因着人堕落而堕落嘅万有呢，又因着人嘅恢复而被恢复翻到神嘅面前。
And then that creation which had fallen will be restored because of the man who was now restored from his fall.
等住你睇到呢件事情嘅时候，你睇到一个乜嘢嘅安排呢
？Brothers and sisters, what is it that you see when you see this arrangement?
喺呢里头就包括咗主再来嘅事。
This included in all this is the very return of our Lord.
包括咗国度显现嘅事。
It involves the revealing of the new kingdom.
包括咗新天新地来临嘅事。
It involves or includes the descent of the new heaven and new earth.
但系几件咁大嘅事情，又有一个基础。
But all these major events, they all are grounded in this particular foundation.
呢个基础就系我哋喺基督里边嘅人。
And this foundational principle is that we are of Christ.
我哋呢一班人让神去得着我哋作为佢手中作工嘅器皿。
And we need to be given over so that God will attain us to be the vessels for His use.
就叫神喺创世之前所定规嗰、那个万有都喺基督里边同归于一嗰件事情做完成。
In order for God'sinitial eternal purpose that all things might be summed up in Christ might be fully realized.
弟兄姊妹，我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
Brothers and sisters, we praise and thank our God.
当保罗喺灵里边睇见神一个咁荣耀嘅启示嘅时候
，When Paul was able to see for himself this insight into this glorious and wonderful will of God,
佢冇办法禁止佢里边嗰个催促。
He could not suppress.The urging that he felt in his heart.
他必须要在神的面前服落来。
He needed to submit himself before God.
他必须在神的面前有祷告。
Submit to the Holy Spirit to offer up this prayer.
求主将这一个更荣耀的事情，藉着赐人智慧启示的灵，摆在神的儿女的里头。
And he prayed, may this glorious plan be given unto those who are of him through the revelation, through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
同时亦将神点样去完成呢件事情嗰、那个那个经过，或者话嗰个安排，亦显明喺神嘅儿女嘅心思嘅里边。
And furthermore, to reveal to the heart and mind of the children of God the exact way by which this shall be done.
我哋实在感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
有时当我哋就睇保罗呢两个祷告嘅时候
，When we come to study these two specific prayers of Paul，
我哋唔系徒然去知道神嘅计划系点样嘅安排。
Our goal is not just to know what is God's arrangement for us，
而系话神俾我哋睇到佢嘅永远嘅旨意嘅安排嘅时候，我哋受吸引嚟将我哋自己摆入神呢、这个。永远嘅旨意嘅里边去跟随。
But rather after we have come to know of this glorious plan, that it would prompt us to be willing to offer up ourselves, to put ourselves into the plan in order for the plan to come to fulfillment.
我先把呢个保罗呢两个次祷告嘅嗰个背景嚟让弟兄姊妹先有一啲咁多嘅了解。
So today I wanted to.Provide for brothers and sisters a understanding of the backdrop by for which Paul offers his two prayers.
以后有机会在交通的时候，我们就开始真系交通到去嗰个祷告嘅实际嘅内容嘅里边。
And when we have the next opportunity to gather together, we'll get into exactly the content of Paul's prayer.
我们巴不得嗰个祷告嘅。唔单止系保罗当日嘅祷告。
May the prayer that is seen here not merely be the prayer that Paul offered so many years ago，
亦成为我哋今日祷告嗰个负担。
But rather this will be the burden in our hearts for it to be our prayer today。
让神喺我哋中间揾到神作工嘅路。
May God find for Himself the proper avenues by which to work。
去完成神所要做。
In order to fulfill all that he intends to accomplish. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, even though we are foolish and uneducated, you desire for us to come to know your heart and mind. You desire to grant to those who seek after you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You want for our inner eyes to be enlightened. To be able to see your handiwork and to be able to understand the heart and intent of your mind. Lord, when we come before your presence, Lord, remove from us the foolishness of our man, of man. And to have a clear captivation. That you will gain us according to your perfect, perfect purpose.
可以用得着我哋呢一班人去作成你要作嘅工。
That you would find us useful to fulfill the work that you desire to fulfill.
主救我哋脱离呢个沉闷嘅世代。
Lord, remove this world from us.
救我哋脱离呢个世界所俾我哋各样嘅诱惑、限制同捆绑。
Remove from us the confines and the boundaries and the bondage that this world impresses upon us。
俾我哋一个清心嚟等候仰望你。
Give us a pure heart to await for you, to look to you。
主啊，帮助我哋，扶持我哋向前走。
Lord, help us and support us to be able to walk along the path that lies ahead。
我哋仰望交托俾你。
We look to you, Lord, and we commit ourselves to you.
愿你得着荣耀。
May you gain glory.
愿你的旨意成就在我们的身上。
And may your will be established upon us.
我们这样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.